This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We continue in our series on Tefillah, which is sponsored by a dear friend, Rabbi Tzal Rosa of Los Angeles, Lili Nishmas's brother, Tzvi ben Levi Yitzchak. His neshama should have an aliyah. We're continuing, I believe this is our third year on the series of Tefillah. I don't know if I thought we would still be up to Yehi Chavoid, but here we are, and we're really in the last part of davening, which is still constituted as Negadelcha. We mentioned that in Psukei Dezimra, in Baruch She'amar, there are five expressions of praise. Negadelcha, Neshabechecha, Nefe'ercha, Nazkir Shimcha, V'namlichecha. So we're still in the part of davening which is called Negadelcha, which is braiding, where the various psukim from different parts of Tanakh are tied and twisted together, which have a common idea. And this year, Parshas Bereishis, we're continuing with the tefillah of Yehi Chavoid. Now, one important thing about Yehi Chavoid is we need to count the number of psukim in Yehi Chavoid. The number of psukim in Yehi Chavoid, there are 18 psukim in Yehi Chavoid. Not only that, there are 18 mentions of Hashem's name in Yehi Chavoid. Now, what other items of davening do we have that are 18? So this is the subject of the comments of the Arizal HaKadosh. Let's see if I could... Okay, right here we have a siddur. So if the Arizal says, Gam yudches brachos yesh mi birchas anatis yedayim ad soif birchas atayra. There are 18 brachos. Let's see what they are. You have netilas yedayim, asher yatzar, elokai neshama. We'll come back to Berachas HaTorah in a moment. You have Hanoz Nosach Vivina. You have Shlos Anigoy, Shlos Anivot, Shlos Anisha, Poikeach Ivrim, Mal B'Sharum, Matar, Sum Zoykev Kefufim, Reikar, Salmayim, Shasli, Kotzer, Gemechon, Zadigavra, Oizer, Sobek Vura, Oiter, Yisobek Safara, and Hanoisin Layoiv Koyach, which by the way is a later bracha, so we're not going to count that for a moment. And then Hamaver Shena, so that's already 18. So if you don't count Hanois and Leiv Koch and you count Berachas HaTorah as one, those are 18 brachos. Anyway, what do these 18 brachos correspond to? Hineheim kedugmas hayurches askarois. They correspond to the 18 mentions of Hashem's name. Sheyesh ba'oisan hapsukim shal yehi chavayd Hashem la'olam. That are in yehi chavayd. Ukeneged hayurches askarois sheyesh b'shiras hayam. Also, they correspond to the 18 mentions of Hashem's name in the Oz Yashir. So there is this repeated theme in Tefillah of the 18 brachos and 18 mentions of Hashem's name, Berachas HaShachar, Yehi Chavoid, and in Oz Yashir. This is repeated again in the Arizal, in the Shaar Kavanos, that the psukim of Yehi Chavoid, that we say after Mizmor Soida, there are 18 psukim, that have 18 askarois, that allude to the 18 worlds that are Mekabel Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this all is to remove the Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin. That's why, says Ari, in the 18 psukim of Yehi Chavoid, there are 137 words. And if Im HaKoilel, there are 138 words. Keminyan Chakal Tapuchin. Okay. So off the bat, even without knowing the translation of Yehi Chavoid, we know that its format is very significant, namely that there are 18 psukim in Yehi Chavoid with Hashem's name mentioned 18 times. Now, is that true? Let's see. We're gonna make a tally of the psukim and of Hashem's name. You have Yehi Chavoid Hashem li'olam. Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. So Hashem's name appeared twice there. Yehi Shem Hashem v'ayrach me'atav v'yad olam. There Hashem's name appeared once. Mi'mizah Hashem z'ayim hulo Shem Hashem. Ram al kogoyim Hashem al Hashem k'vaydoi. Hashem shimcha li'olam. Hashem, there Hashem's name appears twice. So in five psukim, Hashem's name already appeared seven times. Hashem b'ashamayim heichin kisemach. So mashallah. Yismuchu Hashemayim v'sogel arz. We're going, Hashem malach. Then you have Hashem melach, Hashem malach, Hashem yimlach leilam v'ad. There, God's name appears three times. So in eight psukim, Hashem's name already appeared 12 times. Hashem melach oilam v'ad of the Gai Maratzai. Hashem heifer atzas goyim. Rabbis Moshe Zavish, Vatsas Hashem Hisukum. Atsas Hashem Le'olam Tam Rasudavdar. Gemar Vayehi, Hutsivayamid. There Hashem's name doesn't appear. Kivachar Hashem Betzion, even Lesho. Kiakabachalai Ka. So now here we have Ka. Are we going to count Ka? Kilo Yitosh Hashem Amamachazav. Vahu Rachum Yichabram Leshaz Rivlashapo, there Ka Hamasai. There God's name does not appear. Hashem Hoishia. So now, we have 18 psukim. That works out. How many mentions of Hashem's name? 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. We have 19 mentions of Hashem's name. And Ka. So we'll have to see what to do with that. How do we deal with 19? That Rizal says it says Hashem's name 18 times. Okay, let's see Reb Schwab. Rav Schwab says that actually we should not be skipping to Yehi Chavayit so quickly, because on Shabbos we add 9 chapters of Tehillim before Yehi Chavayit. We have Lam Natzeach, we have Hashamayim Mesabrim, we have Ledavid B'Shanoiseis Tamoy, we have Tfila L'Moshe, we have Yoishev B'Seser. So Lam Natzeach is Perek Yotes, Ledavid B'Shanoiseis Lamed Dalet, Tfila L'Moshe Tzadi, Yoishev B'Seser Tzadi Aleph, Haleluka is Kuf Lamed Hei, Hoidu is Kuf Lamed Bav, Raninu is Lamed Gimel, Mizmar Shir is Sadi Beis, Hashem Malach is Geis Lavash. And that's 9 besides Nishmas. Ube'emes b'chol yoim oimrim b'psuke de zimra tisha mizmar tehillim. The truth is, every day we say 9. They are Hoidu and Shiru. Hoidu is Tehillim Kofei Alef through Tezvav, and Shiru is Sadi Vav. Now the truth is, we don't really say either of them from Tehillim. We say what it the way it appears in Divrei Hayamim. But we could construe it as saying 2 chapters of Tehillim, because it's similar to 2 chapters of Tehillim. We say Mizmar L'Soida, we say Ashrei, we say 5 Halalukas. So it comes out that on Shabbos, instead of saying 9 chapters of Tehillim, we say 18. Why would we say 18 chapters of Tehillim on Shabbos? Did you realize that? That in Mizmar L'Soida, we say 18 in Psukei de Zimra on Shabbos, we say 18 chapters of Tehillim. Why? Because since we don't say Yud Ches Brachai, since we don't say Shemana Esrei, we say Yud Ches Mizmairim. Now the truth is, we don't say Mizmar L'Soida, but in lieu of Mizmar L'Soida, we say Nishmas. So very important. We say 9 chapters of Tehillim on weekday. We say 18 on Shabbos in lieu of Shemana Esrei. Really, it's 17 because we don't say Mizmor Saida, but Nishmas is, so to speak, the 18th. Now, this concept of 18 is found in Yehi Chavayit as well, because there are 18 psukim. Now, the truth is, one of the psukim is not a real pasuk. It does not say anywhere in Tanakh, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloich, Li'olam Vaed. Did you know that? That this verse in Yehi Chavayit, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloich, Li'olam Vaed, does not appear anywhere in Tanakh. It's a made-up tefillah. It's Morkav from 3 different psukim. But it's counting as one of them over here, and it's connected to 18 brachos of Shemona Esrei. Now, 19 times Hashem's name appears, connected, that's the connected our Shemona Esrei. So it's very interesting, because the Arizal says that God's name appears 18 times. So I wonder what the Arizal is referring to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I wonder what the Arizal means when he says there are 18 mentions of Hashem's name. Because there are clearly 19. Unless you say as follows, that the Pasuk, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, since that's not a real Pasuk, those three count as one. So you say if they count as one, that's only 17. Maybe the Arizal counts the word Ka, Ki Yaakov Bachar Loi Ka Yisrael L'Skul Asai. But the bottom line is, we have a tradition that Yehi Chavod has 18 sukkim, and according to what Reb Schwab is saying, 19 mentions of Hashem's name. You have 9 mizmorim of Tehillim during the weekday. You have double that on Shabbos, even though it's really 17. We count Nishmas as the 18th. Now says Reb Schwab, "Kvar hikdamnu b'Pesach Shar shel Ashir shel." Reb Schwab has a great thesis that each part of davening corresponds to a different area of the Beis HaMikdash. The 12 steps in the platform of the Ulam are the Yud Gimel Midos of Rabbi Shmuel. The Pesach HaUlam and the Pesach of the Heichal are Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. Now in the Ulam, we learn in Masechet Midos that there was a golden chain set into the roof of the Ulam that the young Kohanim would go up and they would see the crowns of Mashiach and Zerubbabel. Now, to be able to see those crowns, the young Kohanim would sort of climb up through these chains, and they were therefore Masechet in the Tefillah of Yehi Chavod from various psukim that are scattered throughout Shas. And similar to the Psukei de Zimra, which are concepts that are chained one to another. In other words, Psukei de Zimra is similar to the chains in the Ulam, where one Mizmar and one Pasuk is chained and linked to the other. And this is very apparent in Yehi Chavod, if we could examine the Psukim. Here, take a look. If you have a Siddur, I invite you to please open up your Siddur. Otherwise, it's going to be hard to maximize the benefit of this shir. Let's start with the first pasuk. You have the word Yehi, and you have the word Le'olam. So that pasuk, Yehi Chavod Hashem Le'olam, comes from Tehillim, Kuf Dalid, Lamed Aleph. We then string it together with the pasuk, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevayrach, Me'ata V'yad Olam. That comes from Tehillim, Kuf Yod Gimel. That comes from Hallel. Why do we string these two psukim together? Reb Schwab says, because they both have the name of Hashem, Yichvayd Hashem, and Yehi Shem Hashem, and you have the word Olam. So in other words, both psukim have the name of God and the word Olam. And I would add, both psukim also start with the word Yehi, meaning they are similar psukim. I would add, they both start with Yehi, they both have Hashem's name, and they both have the word Le'olam. Now once we started with a pasuk in Hallel, Yehi Shem Hashem V'rach Metav Yad Olam, we continue in Hallel, Mi Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevayoy Mehulol Shem Hashem. So we're saying a pasuk in Hallel, a pasuk Gimel and Dalet of Kuf Yud Gimel, and that this pasuk also has the Shem Hashem, because in the pasuk before we said Yehi Shem Hashem Mevayrach. Now we're saying Mimizrach Shem Hashem Mevayrach Shem Hashem. So both pasukim have the subject Shem Hashem. Then we say Mi Mizrach Shem Hashem Vaymul Shem Hashem. Then we say Ram Al Kogoyim Hashem Al Hashamayim Kivaydai. What does that have to do with anything? We have Hashem's name, and we have the word Kivaydai, because we started with Yehi Chivayid. So now we say Rama Kol Yom Hashem Al HaShamayim Kivoidai. So that's connected to Yehi Chavoid. Then we continue with the Shem Hashem and La Olam. Hashem Shimcha Li Olam. So we have the Shem Hashem and we have again Li Olam. This is what we mean by stringing together, Negadelcha, braiding. Now, this is very important. We said earlier, we talked about the godless of Hashem on the Goyim, Ramal Kol Goyim, and the Shamayim. So we mentioned Hashem's greatness over the Goyim and the Shamayim. Now we put both together. Hashem Bashamayim Heichin Kisai. Umachus Abishallah. So now we're mentioning the word Shamayim, and Hashem is Malchus, His Malchus over the Goyim, Malchus HaBakal, Mashallah. And then we say, Yismichu HaShamayim, this goes V'yamru V'Goyim. Again, Hashem's Malchus in the Shamayim and the Goyim. And we're mentioning Hashem's Malchus, Hashem Malach. And then we make little segments of various psukim. Hashem Melech is from Tehillim Yod. Hashem Malach is Tehillim Tzadi Zayin. Hashem Yimlech Va'ed is from Beshalach. Then we continue Hashem Melech Olam Va'ed Avdu Goyim Me'artzai. Now once we said Avdu Goyim, we continue on that theme and we say Hashem Hefir Atzaz Goyim Heini Machshavois Amim. And once we say the word Eitzah, we throw in a continuing pasuk. After we mention Hashem's Eitzah, from Lamed Gimel Yud, we say, Hashem Hefir Atzas Goyim Heini Machshevoi Samim. Hashem nullifies the counsel of the Goyim. And then we say, Rabbis Machshevoi Slosh Vatzas Hashem Yisakum from Mishlei. And we say Atzas Hashem Le'olam Tamay. So these are all psukim that deal with the Eitzah of Hashem. Atzas Hashem Yisakom. Atzas Hashem Le'olam Tamay. Okay. Now this is almost, I would say, prophecy. Reb Schwab points out that in the end of days, we see that the nations of the world have an assault on the concept of mishpacha, family, on the unit of family, of a father and mother and children, that holy entity is assaulted in the end of days. And the psukim say, Avdu Goyim Me'artzai. In these psukim in Yehi Chavayd, we're talking about the destruction of Goyim. Avdu Goyim. Hefer Atzas Goyim. Heini Machshavois Amim. Why are we talking about the nullification of the Goyim? The answer is, in the nations of the world, their existence as an entity is merely practical. It's only political. In other words, case in point, the United States of America. There is nothing that the individuals of the United States of America have in common. Not ethnically, not culturally. All they have is it's basically a pact of practicality. Let's all get along for the betterment of society. But there's nothing intrinsically that unifies them. I mean, just this week, the New York Times drew up the United States of America's new flag should look like. A fragmented flag based on a whole host of different ideals that may be contrary to each other. But the country functions as one unit because it's a matter of practicality. The entire foundation of the nations of the world, of Le'umim and Medinois, is only because they want nationality and independence. And that's why you have so many nations today, because each nation wants their own independence. But there's nothing really that unifies a nation of inherent value. La'asid lavai, there will be no such thing as nations. There won't be countries. There won't be Italy, France, Germany, England, United States of America. These made up practical entities will dissipate. Hashem hefir atzas goyim. God will nullify the council of goyim. Heini machshavos amim. And the concept of goyim will become batal. The concept of amim will become batal. All that will remain is what the entity that existed in the beginning of time from Avraham Avinu. What did God tell Avraham? V'nivruchu v'cha kol goye haaretz, kol ame haaretz, kol leumim no. V'nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachos ha'adama. The only entity that has intrinsic recognition is the family unit. That people are together because of relation and closeness of a father and mother with children, grandchildren, and so forth. This is what it means. Avdu goyim me'artzai. The phenomenon of goyim will be abolished. Hashem hefir atzas goyim. Heini machshavos amim. And all that will remain is the family unit. This is all atzas Hashem from the beginning. That la'asid Levi, this is how it should be. U'machshavos Levi, this was his thought, that this should be the Seder l'dar v'dar. In other words, the only unit that God intended from the beginning is the family unit. And this is what will be la'asid Levi. And that is why Reb Schwab says, and I'll read to you his words, because to me these are prophetic words. It's almost unbelievable. L'chein bizmanenu misnagedes hatuma l'kasher Mishpachte. That is why the Koyach HaTuma opposes more than any other entity in this world the family unit. V'nishave Ruach, and it created the spirit Hamonea Lahamadas Mishpacha Shel Avaim to prevent the establishment of father and mother. You look in our country today, yeah, the country is very strong, but what almost doesn't exist, the family unit. The assault on the family unit, the assault on the entity and the sanctity of the household, of father and mother, in banum ubanois, kishsile zesim, like sons and daughters, around the table, v'achim v'achoyos. Ad kidei kach, says Reb Schwab, that the koyach hatuma has been so powerful that it even endorses the concept of marriage, min b'minoi rachmana litzlan. In other words, as part of the aggrandizement of goyim, amim, nations, the breakdown of the family unit has been assaulted by the Koyach HaTumah, where how many stable mishpachos are there among the nations of the world, to the extent that they've even assaulted the sanctity of marriage, and they promote Nesuin min b'minai. This will all become batal asalavai. The yomru b'goyim Hashem malach. The goyim will say, God has ruled. You know what will happen on the day the goyim will say God has ruled? They will then put ads in their newspapers about the importance of traditional marriage, about the importance of traditional family values. That will be on the day V'yoymru V'agoyim Hashem Malach, when they recognize the Malchus of Hashem. That will occur when Avdu Goyim, Hefir Atzas Goyim, Heini Machshavos Amim. Now, the final four psukim of Yehi Chavod, Reb Schwab has a phenomenal diuk. I mean, the way he interprets these psukim, this is a true prophecy. That the fall of the goyim and the elevation of family values. But he then points out that the final four psukim of Yehi Chavod all start with the word ki. Ki hu amar vayehi hu tziva vayamayit. Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion ivan l'mashav lai. Ki Yaakov bachar lai ka yisos gosai. Ki lo yitosh Hashem amay. Says Reb Schwab. We know Chazal tell us, it's Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Gemara in Gittin, that ki has four meanings. It can mean if, meaning im, or ka'asher, oif, then, meaning when it will be, maybe. It could mean Ella, which means but, beis aleph tes, meaning even though, but. It can mean because, mipnei, beis yud kuf aleph zayin, because. And these are the four possible meanings. If, maybe, but, and because. Says Reb Schwab, in these four psukim that all start with the word ki, all four uses of ki are displayed. For example, we say ki hu amar vayehi hutsiva vayamid, meaning maybe. Ki hu amar, maybe he'll say it, then vayehi, it will be. It will be. Hutsiva, maybe he'll command, then it will stand. So it means maybe. That's the first definition. The second that's actually the second definition. The first definition is ki bachar Hashem b'tzion, when God selects Tzion, evil amay shavlai. So the first one is maybe. The second key is when God selects Tzion, that he will desire it as his place of Moshav. Then we have Ki Yaakov Bachar Loika Yisrael Eskulasai. There, ki means because Hashem selected Yaakov, therefore Yisrael will be his treasure. Even if we're not Roy Mitzad to be his treasure, and that the Shekhinah should dwell among us, nevertheless. So the third key is because. And the fourth key is ki lo yitosh Hashem amoy. It's but. Meaning, even when we don't deserve to be, ki Yaakov bachar leika, ki but, at the very least, lo yitosh Hashem amoy. So again, ki hu amar vayehi, if God says, maybe he'll say it, it will be. Hutsiva, maybe he'll command, and it will stand. That's maybe. Ki bachar Hashem is when God selects. Ki Yaakov bachar, because. Ki, but. Now, but because we're very distanced from this gratitude, and we recognize our great deficiency, and we're not fulfilling our tafkid for which we were created, therefore we're mispalel, v'hurachum yichaper avoin v'lo yashchis. Now, the first time we said it in Hoidu, it was a bakasha for every individual. Now we're saying it as on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, that even if the all of Klal Yisrael is not worthy to be Am Segula, therefore, at the very least, v'lo ya'ir kol chamasai, to punish us difficultly. And we conclude, Hashem hoishia hamelech ya'anin v'yam kareinu. This actually is the conclusion of the first part of Pesukah Zimra, namely called Negadelcha. This is where we're stringing together the various psukim. And now we get up to the part Nishabechacha, where we praise Hashem, which will be the next segment that we begin. Bezos Hashem, next week we're going to continue continued analysis of Yehi Chavod. And until then, I wish everyone a good Shabbos. If those who did not get the updates regarding the timing of the Shir, if you please sign up either for the email or the WhatsApp so that you're apprised on the time. There was a Levaya today, so this way you'll know the timing of the Shirim. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.